commanded that a woman who becomes engaged should start keeping track. Now, by Chassidim and by good yeshiva bachurim, they don't have a 3-month track to establish themselves. Only certain individuals, I will not mention by name, who are not, who for some whatever reason, have more than a 3-month engagement. So there they say, oh, you know why? I'm a big machmir. I have to have a 3-month engagement to establish the vestas. Oh, that's the pshat. I never understood what this is phenomenon. The chumrah goes. Alright, so I'm telling you that chumrah is not the chumrah, maybe the kulu, like most chumras. So, alright, but so more seriously speaking, if a person, if a woman is seeing that she's getting herself, only certain individuals, I will not mention by name, who are not, who for some whatever reason, have more than a 3-month engagement, so the other day they say, oh, you know why? I'm a big machmir. I have to have a 3-month engagement to establish the vestas. Oh, that's the pshat. I never understood what this is phenomenal. The chumrah go. Alright, so I'm telling you that chumrah is not the chumrah maybe the kulu, like most chumras. So, alright, but so more seriously speaking, if a person, if a woman is seeing that she's getting engaged or about to get engaged, she should start keeping a cheshbon before that. When she's single, who cares? She should get a chart, they have them, you can get them in the, I don't know where you get them, the big quiz they get them, or I don't know where you can send away for them. They have these. Have these charts. She should start keeping cheshbon. But she should know, first of all, to afford to plan a wedding date. We'll discuss that with the ship next week. We'll talk about kala and these things. But yeah, she has a general idea what's flying to be able to plan a wedding date and also to establish these vessels. Now, what happened in the following case? A woman saw day 33. Okay, she just got married, she wasn't keeping track before. Well, she only knows 33, that's all she knows. And then, next month, she already learned the din, she's waiting for 33, and the Muchan was over the camp 33. Guess what? 31, she sees that. Okay, fine. 5 days, 7 days, goes to the mikveh. Then the next month, now what happens? She has to worry about 31, correct. What about 33? 31 comes and goes, nothing happens. Is she required to worry about 33? Or should we say no? It's just like 33 candles, 31. 31 should candle 33, yeah? Wrong. If you're looking around Ramban, out the Rebbe, spells it out, not that way. A longer period cancels the shorter. For simple, the logic is very clear over here. Because that day passed with no period. But 32 was expected that 33 came in 31. I thought not that there was no dam in 33. The dam just came earlier. So it doesn't uproot the longer period. The Alter Rebbe is mashma, you have to worry about this forever. Forever. It's an amazing thing about Alter Rebbe. It's amazing about Pashm Shah. I mean, the woman who had a long interval must keep it on her file forever. Because it's never going to be uprooted unless she sees longer than that. So it's wild. You can have a woman who has to juggle 10 different things in her head. Right? Let's say she, whatever, I just give you, for argument's sake, she once saw a 50-day period. It happens. And then she saw a 48-day period. She once saw, she's married 10 years already. And she went on a 46 and a 40, whatever. Now, these are vessels Shana Kavua. They've never been uprooted because you never had one longer than them after it happened. She had to worry about 50, 49, 48, 47. I mean, theoretically, you have to worry about 20 different... it won't happen most of the time. Yes, she'll see earlier. It won't be no Gala Vaisa. But in the back, on her chip, what they call it, on the computer chip, in the back of her head or computer, she has to have in mind that all these 10 things are on the books. That's the mashmal of the Alter Rebbe and the Rambam. However, that's the Chumri say, we don't find that you have to keep Cheshbonos for 30 years, for a lifetime. So they're about to make it be like the Mishnah Berurah. Who's the Mishnah Berurah? The book I told you about, the new Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah Chodesh, by Baal Handelblah. He sits over there, and he thinks that you can be Megal only to have to worry about the last 3 periods. Because once you had 3 months when this period came, before that long period that you'll see in ancient history, it uprooted. The idea of a negative aspect, again, uprooting something which has been excluded. It's been established three times that the Vesas is not going to come at that such a long interval. In other words, the woman has, let's just give an example, these commonly common examples. She sees 35, all right? And she starts vacillating. 33, 31, 29, 34, 32, 30, all these are back and forth. When 3 months pass, and she's worried about Vesa Shena Kavua, and it's in all decreasing order, for some whatever reason, she only thought about the last three, not whatever came before that. So you can press your cancel button after 3 months. That's very important. So women have to keep in her head so many different things. Keep in mind the last three intervals. Again, very often she only keep in mind one of them. If the more recent period was longer than the one before it, cancel. But if the more recent period was shorter than before, that happens a total of three times, the most she has to juggle in the head is three different days. That's all. Once that, then even goes, that keeps going down, and don't worry, it's going to be knocked off. Yes?
So you have to be collated three times first.
What?
And according to the Mishnah Berurah others.
Right.
So she sees on the 30th, next month, so for the next 3 months, well, let's figure the 29, so the next 3 months she has to be hushish for the 29th day?
No, I didn't say that. Chas v'shalom. I said that it depends what happens afterwards. If the next periods are shorter than 29, 28, 27, 26, things of this nature, then yes, it's all about 29. But if one of them is longer than 29, then it's erased. I know it must be difficult to try to grasp all these complications, and I've been trying to make it simple here. You left out many, many details which are not so common. I've just put on one of the most common cases. Suffice it to say that my initial statement from the first day still stands, which was, if you recall, Hilchos Shabbos is much more difficult than Hilchos Nidah. That stands even after Simchat Kol Peses. So therefore, if you have any questions, you can always ask by a Rav. And we should all be resolved to the Mekai and the Pasuk, the Zaratim and B'nai Yisrael, B'tum Osam, the Chayodam write the following line, that I kept the chart, my wife and I kept the chart of the periods for entire married life, and nothing bad ever happened. We never had a BS neither. I must just end the shiur with the following note. If a person keeps all the halachas of vests, and nevertheless, it can happen that he has bia, and it turned out afterwards there was a BS neither. How does he know? His wife didn't check. She wasn't required to check it before the anticipated period. Let's say, for example, the next day, in the morning, his wife sees Dam, and she figures that maybe the Dam was there before, maybe it's obvious, maybe he sees Dam in his body, whatever it is. So the question is, do you have to do tshuva or not? So the parsha pshat is no. Dam will have to do tshuva. This is an honest. He's an honest. What do you want from the person? He kept the honest, he didn't invest meticulously. This came before. I once had an argument with Rabbi Fiverr Cohen about it. He once came to my house, and I, about a different stuck him at it. So I showed him that in this halacha over here, he has a phrase which might lead one to the understanding that even in such a case, a person has to do tshuva. And I said, I don't think that's true. And I think it's important that we set the record straight, because we don't want what's called libo nofo. Chazal have a phrase. Ori, did an aveira, and the next time he won't be able to, won't do it, we'll be about to la mitzvah. So again, the Chayadim is right. A person should keep it short, and should be zocha, like the Chayadim says, to go through an entire married life without any Tarkola. But I want to say, since I mentioned the Chayodah, that in my opinion, if the laws of Vesta are kept meticulously, and there's no, as we said before, there's no Chiyuv of Medika when the period is not expected at all, then even if for some reason there's Dam and it's clear to the party that the Dam was in fact preceded the Tashmish, they just didn't know about it, and had no reason to expect it, that even if that's the case, I don't think it was with an affair was done at all, I don't think it was necessary. You want to say an extra pair of tillum? Okay, I mean, that's certainly always in order. But in terms of that, really, some person should be particularly concerned about that. That would not really be appropriate. As opposed to a case, which I've just mentioned to you now for a minute, which the Gemara, the Sefer Shavuos, the famous Gemara, that's how the whole different thing got into Shavuos, by the way, by the Rib. The Gemara is a different case where a woman, in the middle of Tashrish, tells her husband it's Macy. She knows in the middle of Tashrish that she's had a period of that. And then it all questions, but of course, we have a Chai, we have a Macy, I once had that Shavuos. I thought it never happened. A young couple came to me, a young couple. They had Tashrish Amita, the Shas Hedler was before the Vetsis was expected. And in the middle, the wife told the husband, I think I just had my period. And this guy was not a Ben Yeshiva. He didn't know what to do. So he came to me afterwards, spoke to me about it. And he was a young man, and he had no children, and he was about tshuva, and I didn't know how to handle it properly. I fudged a little bit. I didn't really tell him all the problems, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's really should probably be amazed, and if not, then whatever. I didn't go into those problems with him. Maybe one day I will. Now he's been like a father, I think, of six kids, and the thing talks to still haven't gone over to me to correct the record. And at that point, I thought it might be damaging to the whole marriage, to everything. So I didn't say anything at the time. That's a different story. There's the knowledge, Rishad Tashmish, that happens, that's for Shalom. But the dinner's course, they have a maze. That requires not such a simple thing to do, but okay. But in the case that I didn't know about it until the next morning, then in Aniyas Daiti, there's not even a chiv of tshuva or kapara needed because they did a mitzvah and they were anusim because they did what the halacha required. And they could have been barba lived though. That's what I think he has in one of his cars. They weren't required. Okay, I think it's part four. Mitzvah next Sunday, the last in the series. Maybe a trifle late next Sunday. I have a breakfast. Tell the book I believe. You bring back some shirai, maybe. All right. Today we're discussing what might be called the sword of Nineveh. That's not a nice way to really phrase it, but that's the best the title I can give for today's shir. It's really the simanim, which are in between. Kuf Tzadi Beis and Kuf Tzadi Hei. We're going to be discussing. So Tzimukum Tzadi Bey, Shulchan Aruch talks about a Dine Kala Nefneses L'chupa, which tells us that a woman who was Tavua Le'inazeh, who was Spice of Tzvi Chalei Shem Shem Nekim, she has to have Shem Nekim, and Ben Gdola, Ben Kala, even if she's a Kala, never saw that, she doesn't have Shem Nekim. Nah. Because mine are what kind of business? You don't have it. They don't get married that young. They get married young, not before 12. But it's very, extremely relevant. As the Pasuk quote over here, it applies to a Zekena. This is very relevant for a Zivik Shani. Some of the person remarries. A woman remarries, she's now 65 years old. She remarried. She hasn't seen Dam in 15 years. 10 years, it may be. She has that Shiva Nakiyim. One day, agreed to send a wedding day, and she has to count Shiva Nakiyim. Unfortunately, there's some who don't know this. And it's a really a... Negative, even though there's not the situation. What do you want Shiva Nakiyim? What?
When? Then? Right then?
Before she gets married.
Oh, any time?
Yeah. You'll say, well, it's honest that she's been clean for 10 years. It doesn't matter. That's the din. It's called Dam Chivlut. Apparently, something in the system that the person got to get married could lead to some Kippas Dam. And it applies to this circumstance as well. Now, of course, for a woman who's age of the Kala, it should make no difference. You have to wait Shiva Nakiyim. Anybody who does not need them. There is a little difference. The post will talk about the possibility of seeing after the Shiva Nakiyim are up. And that's why there's a minig, very old minig that I'm not quoted. The Eshnismo Hatvila Samat Lavila Smith with Mukhoma the Epsha. You have to have the tevila within 3 days of the chuk. That's relevant. Because you see, very often a woman can go to the mikvah really much before that. She can go to the mikvah a week before. And at the time, it's not permitting to postpone the tevila's mitzvah until closer to the chuppah. If you did so, is there any requirement for any more bedikas once the Shiva Nakiyim are up? So my thought is between me and the Bali HaShulchan, he says yes, and I thought no. And the Shadow, once they have the Tevila, the Shiva that came up, was only praying for any of the Bedikas. The Ramon himself said, Shabbos, they shall live the Batsim of Hayama Tevila Sitz. And only in a certain period of time, then is a requirement for additional Bedikas. But, the Bade Ashulko, the post, the Bon Akro, who was this, the Bat, and the Chachmasovic, and the Sibirkari claims, disagreed. You always have to check between the Tevila and the Bila. There's only one day between them. And I thought that's not so. I thought we should follow the Ramon. And beyond that, the Pesukim say, for whatever reason, she didn't do the Tevila after the Shiva and the Kibra. She would check herself every day until the Tevila. Who said that the Kitta Shavanar? I thought that's not so. I thought there's no such thing. They do Shiva and the Kibra, and that's the end. These chumras of the Bali Ashulchan here, to confess, I wouldn't go for these chumras. These chumras can all make all kinds of problems. Okay? This is in the Kuf Tzari Beis. Now, here we go. Chosin Shapirsa Kalasa Nida, Kodim Shabola. This is the nightmare called Chupas Nida. Okay? Lo yisyach enimo, elu yoshin ben hanoshin, vi yishena ben hanoshin. Mostly, if you don't know the yeshiva shiva sefer, right? The sefer subas comes out at the beginning. But many times you know this from their early youth, before they dreamed about ever getting married. Very nice sugya, but it's not lamaisa. But it's lamaisa, it's not pretty. But, listen, if it happens, it happens. You can't help it. I remember many years ago, more than 20 years ago, I was supposed to go down somewhere to take a trip to a chasana. And I received a phone call, I guess the day before the wedding or something like that. I forgot exactly the details, but it's so fuzzy, it's been so long. At the first time, I just got a phone call from the kala that the period came 3 days early, and now she's indeed that lack of remains of 12 more days or something of this nature. What's he going to do? So, even then, 20 years ago, I wasn't a novice in this situation because I had a different case going way back. Not long after I was married, my wife made a shiv. And came to the chasana and turned out to be a chuppas nida. So, we had a responsibility. So what we did was, the new couple was supposed to live near our house, Washington Heights. What happened was, the kala stayed by us in the house, and the husband stayed in the apartment. Oh boy, I will never forget the emotions, the tears that were shed during that week or so, that this forced separation. It's unforgettable, you can't forget it. And even that second case happened some years later, so that they were supposed to go to the Shemarovs. But I remember they were supposed to have Shemarov during the yeshiva, so they were supposed to be in Washington Heights. We didn't want anyone to know that it was too stuck. So we did was we told them to sleep come to our house. And it was supposed to the Shemarov was in our house Friday night, and they walked to the yeshiva by day. So it don't do a difference. They came by day to the Shemarov was here. I still remember it was one night in the house, and it was on one side of the house, and on another side of the house. These are difficult circumstances. The halacha is that yichud is prohibited. Now even Machmir would say it more, even beyond yichud, there are both of chumra that you need anoshim and noshim. Although ordinarily you put one person in the room, it would be good to eat any more than that. It's a very complex shaila. The different pasuk say different things. Used to be a custom of sending in one little girl with the kala.
How old is
little? She has to be big enough to know what's going on, to be able to tell all her friends what she just saw. Sometimes she should be small enough, she should not be mispatching. Different opinions in that matter. I mean, I really should say it's not already the chasna itself, the problem, the yichud room. What do the yichud room? If you're a spar, you have no problem, I'll have yichud.
Later, no problem.
You're Ashkenazi.
You're Ashkenazi.
So you can't take a quick conversion to Sephardi. Svardus, you can't do that. So what do you do? So what you do is someone has to be in the room. But how do you arrange that? So who do you tell? So usually we have the normal circumstances, and the Tzadik Lishon knows about it, and the Eidim should know about it, and no one else has to know about it. So what do you do? What do I got to know about it? You sneak a guy into the room in advance, and the Eidim will come in and say, make sure there's nobody here, there's nobody here, nobody here, nobody here! And then you close the door, and there is somebody there. So that's what's normally done. I've seen professional rabbis, you know, rabbis with many decades of experience, 40 years plus in Rabban, how they handle the situation. Like nothing happened. Like, no one knew the difference.
What about the ring?
The ring, we pass it out if you put the ring on normal. We got to our chakras later on, we pass it on normal. There was someone not who dropped the ring into an hand. The famous story once, someone said on the bike, okay, now drop the ring into a hand. An open bike. It was an impossibility. You try to hide it, but you say the mic is an open mic, you'd be very careful. Now you put it in the past, you put the ring on. Yeah, later I'll explain to you why. Anyway, it's a very tricky situation. I can't really tell another one more story, but like I can spend a whole lot of telling stories about this. But one more story I can't resist telling. There's one situation where a young man married a woman from my community, and the Sadiq Yudusha was a rabbi on the Lower East Side, an elder rabbi, and they had really no shyness in him. Except that his father got in that shtiebel, and he felt that he had to be for Sadiq Yudusha's father. So, came to my wife, promised her for Sneda, she didn't know what to do, and this and that, so we told her what had to be done, etc. Came to the Yichud, but I don't want the rabbi to know about it. And they felt no comfort with it. So, it was left to me to be the, the chaperone, unbeknownst to the rabbi and to the aide. I didn't pull that one off. What I did was, I hit the bathroom. Every year from the bathroom. I hit the bathroom behind the door. So I figured it's an elder rock, and he said, the guy with the Rosh Hashanah and the doctor. He came and he opened the door to the bathroom. And I played like the movie first. Literally the movie. I'm standing like this. So the door's closing on me. And then, okay. And he goes back. Then he goes for one more minute. He opens the bathroom door again. I'm not sure who's fooling who. He didn't know I was there. Or maybe you think. Come to the second one to show you, you're not fooling me. I know what's going on over here. I don't know. I never discussed it with him. That was a very interesting personal experience that I worthy of recounting. I felt part of it. I hope I see something to be avoided if possible. Is it possible to avoid it? Sure. Pills. I'm a very anti-pill man myself. I don't like pills. Unfortunately, in America today, everything knows, like, I was reading now in magazines about the new technology. Yeah, you can do this, you can do this. Pills. What is the new technology? You get engaged? Okay. When do you want pills? It's like, that after the war, you have to want pills. I never heard of them after the war, you have to want pills. I don't know what those are. And then after the ring either, I never heard of all these things. What's the new protocol for everything today? Forgive me for my side comments. Anyway. So I'm against pills. Pills cause all kinds of problems. They cause problems when you're on them. They cause terrible staining. I had cows cry to me. If I only wouldn't have taken these pills, that would have been okay. Now I'm going to put these pills. Because pills cause staining. They play with the hormones. And not every woman reacts the same. And pills, of course, I had one of the worst childhood I ever had in my life, which I think a woman was on pills, and the pills, and finally the body gave up. Couldn't handle the pills after a while. It was a terrible, terrible question. And getting off the pills is the problem. Because the pills for too long, because I'm not collecting two big fruit doctors in Brooklyn, there's any risk of miscarriage, you can become pregnant right away. Some say yes, some say no, they fight it out, you don't start between them. And then even if you forget about the problem of miscarriage, very often the period goes haywire to get off the pills. You readjust normalcy. Kids, I'm against pills. However, I'm also against super sleep. A, because the Rambam's against it, it's no good. And B, because of the emotional anguish involved. So, but therefore, my advice in such circumstances is wait to the last minute. Hope that the things will straighten themselves out and be just right. Of course, the shorter the engagement, if I may, the shorter the engagement, the better chance you have of making it work. Because, after things go off, 2 days here, 2 days there, every month will go for 2 days. So if you set the wedding right in the middle of the clean period, and you have only a short engagement to do, which is Kedasa Kedin, then you have a much better chance of being on target. If it's so long engagements, so you go off 2 weeks, 2 days this month, 2 days this month. Only turn around, you have two times 12, huh? The whole month. Right? I won't be there. But
my opinion, if you wait for the last minute, if the very last period before the chassid, you see if they're not going straight, call me up, I'll give you a doctor, and the doctor puts the lady on pills, and these pills will just sort of freeze the last period from coming, just put everything on hold for a while. Now again, no guarantee it's going to work completely, nothing's guaranteed. But at least this way, in case it works, if nature will take its course and it'll work out properly, you will not have taken the pills unnecessarily. And if it doesn't work out properly, you'll attempt to fend off the period with the pills. If it doesn't work, no. It's like in the old days, before that pill, it doesn't always work. I'm cocky. Of course, if you have a Chassidisha, it's even better. If you've noticed your Chassidisha relatives, if you have any, you won't get the invitation of 3 weeks before the wedding. You just won't get it. 2 weeks if they don't work. It's not possible. They're not that long. They're not going to have a wedding until they're 100% sure it's going to be in autumn. And then they, if not, they'll just change the wedding on another few weeks, that's all. They move late to the brink. Anyway, I don't expect you to do that. Okay. Again, I want to say, because there's many complications. What's called yichud, what's not called yichud, if they're in the house, if someone else, the door's open. Some people are makel, if their parents will know about it, and some are makel, it's very complicated. In the apartment, and someone else is there, maybe not. I was once in another case. I don't know why some people were so popular around my community when I was living in Washington. In another case, on Chuppas Nida, it was obvious in the pictures. I saw it right on Chuppas Nida. Be very careful. So what happened was, this was one of, again, I didn't identify the people, but it was two friends of my wife who involved in the situation. One was a caller, one was a girl who was put into the room. Put into the house to stay with the kala while the chassid stayed in a different room. So they were making you, they will say that way, even though it's a shiloh, big shilohs, but that was apparently a meeting in Europe already for some reason. They just put someone else in the house, and that was, they had a scroller on. The daughter, whatever the hell else they did in the room, too, pretty sorry about that. But it was yichud shana, it was leave the shana, so we'll just leave it at this. Next, kuf tzadik gimel is dam besulim. Dam besulim is the hymenal blood, which Hazal knew very well, but Dam Makas, not considered Dam Nida. Nevertheless, they gave it a din of Dam Nida. That's a fact. Why they do so? That's a good question. Some suggest, I had an unbelievable conversation, it's amazing, I'm taking Shia today on Sunday, this Thursday, an amazing conversation with a certain Rav, who told me that a certain other Rav, a big time, was talking about this wild theory about Dam Nisulim. Name it, the reason why Dam Nisulim was also afraid maybe it's really Dam Nisulim. And if it can be demonstrated by some doctor, it's really Dam Nisulim in advance, then it's no shadow of foot. That's wild. That's absolutely unacceptable. A different thing that Mr. Rangar about that I think is acceptable is, which he recommended apparently, it's unbelievable. He's telling me it's not myself, but it's just mind-boggling. So the story has to do with a buck who's not a modern orthodox, but a real yeshiva buck. I don't want to mention names of yeshivas, which means that they are covered. A real yeshiva buck. And they're afraid of the initial class of Shalom is there. So one other with doctors before the chassid should remove surgically the Dam Nisulim. There shouldn't be any dinafrisha after the BS mitzvah. He is. And this rabbi from a very major Torah institution, the biggest Torah institution in the country, said that not the community, said that it's nothing more than on the country recommended. And I said, chassid v'shalom. He's from YU. I said, chassid v'shalom. Now I know it. Chalila. Chazal instituted a certain thing. They had a reason for it. One of the potential reasons exactly to overcompensate the Torah. So you're not supposed to be into marriage with an uncontrollable desire that you can't wait 11 days, this being only 4 plus 7. Can't wait 11 days, then you come, oh, she'll have a period, then she'll be 20 days, whatever it'll be. The chassid, the marriage should not begin on a physical level. The marriage should be on a spiritual, of course, a physical relationship, but not stupid, you know, that's important as well. It's critical to the marriage relationship. But that shouldn't be the sodi of sodis. And then, surgically, Lania died if that's done. Everything is put there, and she doesn't even have a din of Dam Nisulim of Nida when it's removed. She's a Tahora. The Lord disagreed that also. The Mashal of Subas, since we make it, the Mashal of the Kulpula, the Mida, the Halacha. Whatever that means. So I mean, that's also, but that's only Rishat Tzach, if nothing works. And I must tell you that I'm a non-intervention. I once said, maybe I made a mistake, I knew how far it would go. I had a cuss. I played for months after the Chasana. Come to me every time he comes to me after the mikvah, he said, was it a beer? It's not a beer. Yes, no, maybe. I think we'll see soon the chumrah. If a man has a beer with a woman, even if no dam is seen, You still have to be Mach Meshem Echipot, Shepazera, and you go all the way to 4.7. You have to be Shadow. Was it a beer? Was it not a beer? P.S. It wasn't a beer for months. That's what really happened. Well, finally, Baruch Hashem, they were Matzliya. Thank God they have a baby, and obviously they were Matzliya. But maybe I was a little remiss. Maybe I should have been. Maybe I should have been.
even those mothers who wanted their daughters to go horseback riding when they're single, because they're afraid to go horseback riding, so they call it mukate, jump on the saddle, and there won't be a doctor sooner, and you know, who knows, it's a comfortable thing. Don't think anything, if the child has no doctor sooner, nothing to think about it. It's probably heaven for me to horseback riding. Or the doctor, sometimes they go to something, they patch around, or something, whatever happens, chas shon the machine, or any chashad, like in the old days, they took the sheep to the machine, that's just in your, put that in the back, forget about it. Don't go without my children. Dabasul, the doctor's not finished. Often, as a matter of fact, Dabasul more than one time. But I'm sure by the Russian, Dabba, Yazua, Ubaza, Kubuza, and the Dabasul don't always go out in one beer. Often you'll find that the second beer, I've had people come to Gabal, it's Roa Damach with Tashmish, and they all look scared of what's going to be. Garnish with nothing, it's zero. All it is that the Dabasul the second time. The first even those mothers who wanted a daughter to go horseback riding when they're single, because they're afraid to go horseback riding, so they call it bukatev, jump on the saddle, and there won't be a doctor soon, and you know, who knows, it's a comfortable thing. Don't think anything, if the college knows Dr. Sula, there's nothing to think about. It just probably happened for me to watch that garden. Or the doctor, sometimes they go to something, they patch around, or something, whatever happens. Chas shal the machine. Zohar in chashad. Like in the old days, you put the sheets in the machine, that's just a dead in your... Put that in the back, forget about it. Don't go with that much of it. Dr. Sula, Dr. Sula, the doctor's not finished. Often, as a matter of fact, Dr. Sula more than one time. Dr. Hashem has a lesson. Dafa Yazua Ubadu Kumanusa, and the doctor still don't always go out in one being. Often you'll find that the second being, I've had people come to Gaval, that the Roa Damach was Tashmish, and they all look scared of what's going to be. Garnish with nothing, zero. All it is that the doctor still in the second time. The first beer didn't knock it all out, a little bit left. You have to wait 4 plus 7 the second time as well. It's only 5 plus 7. Come on, close. It's not 4 plus 7 the second time as well. If there was a beer with no down, they go on 2, 3, 4, come a lot of times. Sure could happen. I should add one thing, another important conclusion. We said before that by the Kent of Nina Kupas Nida, that there's an Easter of beer if she's a Nida before beer Rishon. After beer Rishon, of course, there's no Easter. You don't have to go to a motel every month. So it's not a problem. What's called a beer for this purpose? So the Imad Easter of Yichud by Kupas Nida. So here again, the big machlok is when he is dicey, it's enough time to call Ha'ara. Everyone learns Sujis, Yevomis, Subis, what? Loveless, who cares about this loveless? Kill it with the rabbi in it, and after me, it's Gila, what? Rabbi said, and after me, if it is this, that what is the Pashas, once is a Ha'ara, then there's no longer an Easter of Chupas, of Yichud in Ishto Nida, because it's considered for this purpose to be Dachav Yerishon. On the one hand, it doesn't ask, we don't assume there was down, because there was no beer gemura. On the other hand, if something happens, we don't assume that the Easter of Yichud continues to exist. You might be kind of a time of the Sass, not a time of the Sass. One, the function of Yisra Tokpo. So once he knows something or other, he's just a little bit, so he's going to control himself. Whereas as far as the Dan Basulim, it's only if there's a beer gemura that we assume the Dan Basulim, even though nothing is seen. But very often the Shalom, I guess, in the Chaskal, what happened? I can tell them what happened. I don't know, they say, well, we don't know, when we just got married, was it this? So the Rav has to be patient. The Rav has to simply be married. And the Rav has to be patient and try to talk to the Kala and find out what exactly happened. What is it? I had a shayla, unbelievable shayla. This is a shayla not long ago. That's a recent shayla. A couple got married, and the period was expected a day or two after the chatzah. It was like, so, you know, I have a general cloud. There's a book I read. The book's by Rabbi Aviner. Can you Rabbi Aviner from Eretz Yisrael? Huh? Oh. Not Tal Kamon. He's from Beethoven, actually. Sarah Cohen. It's a beautiful book. Many beautiful books. So this beautiful book is called Leil Klulot. I don't know. Something all about the wedding. Beautiful book, it tells of sensitivity, it talks about very intimate matter that I wouldn't talk about so much in even about Pat. And he writes at the start, but it's important. He says he writes in the front, you shouldn't read it until you're ready to get married. The day you get married, something like that. Otherwise, you know, it's not appropriate to read. Okay, fine. I give it everything since the book with one exception, which I take vigorous, vehement exception to. And that is, he writes in that book that after so much experience, found that maybe it's appropriate that the Chassid Kallah shouldn't have beer the night of the Chassid. After all, he's tired and she's tired, they're exhausted, and it's a tense moment, They should rather, you know, just have a little physical contact, and then they can wait till later on, the next day. I disagree. Huh? Shot. Lo yasach with tinokos. Yeah, they had to do this. But after all, once they had to be here, look at Damsulin be Asturlo, and he wanted to have Anisha, he's waiting for so many years, he doesn't want to just have a few minutes, he wants to have a few days. So the Shah after the Ramor had to listen. Are you sakik with Tinokos? You should play around with whatever it is. Ubal Nefesh Yokos, Shlatam Loshlo, Sakik Zisov with Tinokos. That's what the Ramah called for Kufta to give. So this rabbi says, no, it should be Misafi Betinoko. What are you doing over here? He said, well, maybe they're trying to do a Hara, that's what they do with Marbia, and he's playing around. It's not right. It's not right. The Shach says, Kosmo Yashab Atan, the little Via Mitzvah, should double the for Eastern Kama timing. But this rabbi comes and says that in 1992 it's necessary to do it that way. I disagree. I mean, I appreciate where it's coming from. They're very, very frequent, mice and before you, where, I mean, I only get the shout in some of the cases, in some cases they don't have to ask about, where the couple's unable to have the can't do it. They try, they can't do it. For whatever reason, they're too exhausted or too tense, they don't know how, they don't know what, they're nervous. Bechula. They work now, they're supposed to try again, again. Very often they see, where do I come in? When the need is about to come. Two more days, and then we need, and then there's going to be a child of Yichud for 12 days. What are we going to do? What are the recommendations? You throw lubricants and this and that. Bechula. The amount of the hypothesis case was literally racing the clock. Racing the clock to beat the... beat the clock, literally. Beat the clock. So, it was amazing. It was literally, I was on a telephone call. Yes, no, I said, just don't ask any questions. Beat the clock. Well, Hashem, they beat the clock. So, we both called me back about something. Hey, man, you called back, I was busy. Okay. They beat the clock. So, I'm very much opposed to that stock. I think it's wrong. Especially if the need is upon you. Even Rav Avin asked if the need is going to come soon, he shouldn't play around like this. But I think you should never play around like this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents the Bia from happening, it will happen at any time of the Tanoim. Amoraim, the Gemara talks about it, that the Chosin and the Kala, Lo Estaya Vilsa, there was no Bia the first night of the Chosin. It just didn't work. Nothing to be ashamed about. But Kerem, this is the Kedusha, the power of Am Yisrael. Imagine about the Goyim. The Goyim. Even by the grave of old, not by the grave today, there's nothing to talk about. I'm saying, he draws the Kedoshim into Horus. We should look at it as a sign of the tremendous, tremendous Kedusha that the Ben Yisrael and the Bas Yisrael, I should say, the Ben Tel and the Bas Yisrael have. Merit. Yes?
What should one do, let's say, when it is something that they really have to do wedding and finish well, the light up? Is the Tashim Bayom
Bayom? Usually, Tashim Bayom is completely prohibited, in my opinion. They didn't see it. The only excuse by yourself. The only exception would be you got to beat the clock. You beat the clock and it needed to come in a few hours, you didn't need it, you went to the clock. It's late. I'm very much opposed to that. So I must tell you, I gave a shear and it was needed to the ladies of the general community in Riverdale, sponsored by the Mikvah. I gave a few shear and it came up with discussing the thing we spoke about last week about the Mestos. So, well, it's not really about the other mice, it's only used by day, and by day anyway, it's also because of the sneers. That was the most controversial thing I said in all this year. So then, it's a lady there, it worked for my show, I don't know, it looks like a little bit, chilled, I don't know what. So one of the two of them called me and said, wow, he said it's really true that relations are prohibited by day, that I'm going to help us need it. Should we set up us need it now? Should we help us need it? That's really not, really shouldn't be done. So once the Rav Shlomo Zalman or Rav said it's Muslim. In some cases it is Muslim, but maybe he said it's Muslim, it's not any dumber, but it doesn't mean. Then what actually the question I must spell down? Rabbi, even on Shabbat? So I said, yeah, even on Shabbat. But so tired at night, I said, this is such. I mean, he's a doctor, she's a doctor, I don't know what the whole one's deep is, I don't know exactly what's going on. But that this is the Lord of Sneers, I'm getting too far afield here. Even Achashverosh didn't do it, sure. Come on.
I don't
know. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Okay. Kuf Tzadi Dalit. Your letter to Mapelet. Read about it a couple of weeks ago in Shul. I must tell you that I'm so upset. I'm so upset. Out of Shiloh just a few weeks ago, where there was a young man had a baby girl. And he was under the impression that his wife is asura to him for 80 days. He remembers seeing something, he remembers a little bit of chumash, a little bit of knowledge of dangerous. So it's a big deal, made a tremendous nafkamina. What happened was, because he thought this place, his wife didn't make a hefsek tara as soon as she could have. And then he came out with a spot, and the spot was the seventh day of Shimon Nikim, and I don't know what happened at the end, I sent him to a rosa to check it out. If he would have just known the Pasuk of Chumash would say, he would have done the hefsek right away, she would have been there already, and it would have been a kesem, and it would have been no problem. Rabbi Saif, you're going to know Chumash, and read what it says already. Don't you say 60 days, 40 days, 80 days. It's mutter of 40 days or 80 days. That's what it says, not as also. Also, it's 7 or 14 days. But that's it as a part of my that it's cool that even she sees down, she's with Teres Leviathan, that does not apply anymore nowadays. Tam Toar, of course. Does not apply. But what we really did is that you have to have Shiv and a Kiel, like a woman has a baby like any other woman. You have to have the car, a Shiv and a Kiel, you go to the mikvah, finish. How long does it take that to happen? Depends on the woman. Because some of them, after 3 weeks, they're already clean and they can just have to have the car. Other women, it takes 3 months. They have to carry. It all depends on the woman. Is she nursing or not nursing? The fact that what her hormone level is like. You can't bring any riots. Don't be upset if it takes a long time. Let's give a bracha to the girl gives you a baby. Believe me, the bracha to aim to do much. It's the most incredible bracha in the world. I had a Talmud call me up just last week. Tell me his wife is expecting a baby. I was so thrilled. And he says to me that, you know, he's a Talmud left at my shiur for a few years. And he knows you speak about it from time to time. He says, you know, I tell him what a tremendous bracha Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. And this man, he tells another guy, he was in a shul, and he's married, while no children. So I always put the boys up to the Talmud, so he has to cut a head there, the birth control, and in the hair. He found those my opinion that it matters. I'm absolutely and vehemently opposed to it at the beginning of a marriage. Completely, unalterably, irrevocably opposed. That's the good message. So he said he felt maybe this guy was belonging to some kind of a head. He says, no, it turns out that's for carrots. He's trying to have a child. It's just gay fish. Monolith son. And I tell you, if you know what the problem that people have, I can say a number of Talmidim. They told me, Rebbe, they're such dumps because the doctor wanted to do tests on the man to make sure that they're there. And often they did a test on the man, and the man turned out, they said he had no zera, that's it, finished. I say, amazing shahoya, there's no exaggeration. A Talmud came to me crying, you know, and why did it happen to me for some of these stories? Because I could tell them, how do you do the test? They want to do a test, they should put on the condom, they should do it this, to that, the travel stores there, all kinds of things. And they did a test, and they did a post-coital exam. That's how they do first the test. And they said, why did they do the group of Isha? They take out the Zera, and they test it. No sperm, nothing, and his kids, the young man, is completely destroyed. I said, listen, I talk to them, don't give up, don't believe it, da 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 da. I said, I'll tell you, call this guy, and he'll tell you how to do it. He's also had a problem, he'll tell you how to do the test, how to collect it, v'chule, v'chule. So I think it'll take a little while. He calls me up a week later, his wife is pregnant. So the doctor's not. Maitre Shehoyah. And now I have 3 children. Believe I know, I'll tell you. Another time, came to me and said that his mother was sick, she took some pills, but when she was pregnant with him 25, 30 years ago, it was this, what they call it again? DES. DES, the impact on the ladies, unfortunately, there are many young ladies who have this problem. But even sometimes young men, they told his mother to be a mess, and his sister had no children, but he has it, and it's gone to mice, oh, what's going to be, about? Pulling back with his wife, both of them, Baruch Hashem. But they have to understand that they have to be responsible for Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's all. Rachmei Shemayim Merubim. That's what we have to talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, I'll tell you right now, that a couple that's married for a year or two and there's no children are born and they're trying to have children, they should go to a doctor. Until 10 years, they're not going to go to a doctor. 10 years, you know, after all. I remember being in this doctor for 10 years. Maybe just can write from Avraham Avinu, please. Don't. When you do everything like Avraham Avinu, you can write from Avraham Avinu. Until then, it's a wild test, especially if the wife gets very emotionally upset. In this case, this last one I described, the wife was going crazy. Well, the friends having children, and this. Let me tell you, it's not exactly pleasant. Kind of circumstance. I have a Talmud, another Talmud, I have the stories go on and on. I wrote me a letter, I saved this letter, and I saved the letter I sent to him. Because my wife made me save it. And the Talmud says that you can't stand that he's in a young place with a whole lot of Talmudim living from the yeshiva and everyone's having a child, and his wife, and everyone, and he is profitable. And his Lashon, I still remember his letter. I still remember it like yesterday. Thank God this man's a father of 2 children. But I remember that yesterday. Every time I hear the word sonogram, I want to puke. Sonogram, for those who don't know, is what now there's a standard procedure when all this present. The very serious, and these people are very well-adjusted people, not people have any hangouts, nothing. It's a very difficult, it's a very difficult thing. Emotions, very difficult. Because going to a broken and a child, it takes 3 months to go to Kami Shitahara. Please. Count your blessings. It should be a tremendous broken for you. On the other hand, if I'm already talking out of Ilma Fida, let me tell you another thing. I got a book in the mail yesterday. The book was called Bias Nemesis Yisro. By Dr. Mayer Wickler. I recommended it highly. I just saw it yesterday. I read through the whole book. Why? Frank, I don't think it's really necessary. I mean, let's say he's reprints in the front. They say, no, you can't come in the car because I, you make a little separation. Other than ask it completely. But after all, if you're in the postal say if you're on the couch, one moves on the couch, and the other one feels it, but then it's a problem. So if you go in a car, put in a car like mine, and he's a little bump, and everyone feels it. So, but the emotion maker, you don't feel it because of the person. It's because of the bump. The car's moving. It's not because of the person is moving the seat up and down. So that's why there's bound to be a maker there as well. Oh, yeah? Good. Okay.